The treat that we have this evening, you know, we're not looking for great speakers here. We're looking for people who want to talk from their heart. We're not interested in somebody that's been, they can go out and, you know, and get on a big stage somewhere. But everyone that speaks here has either been in class or they're, you know, been a church member for quite a while, or they're just willing to share our lives with us. And our young lady that wants to share some of her thoughts tonight has requested, and she may get this, I can ask and never get it to happen, but she wanted Dennis to share his voice with us this evening. Will you do that, Dennis?
What?
Share your voice with us this evening?
Yeah, I'm going to sing a song at the end.
Oh, at the end, okay. So our young lady is going to share her thoughts with us tonight. It took a lot for her to get up here because she claims she's not a public speaker. And I reassured her we're not interested in public speakers here. We want people who talk from their heart. And this young lady's going to talk from her heart. And this is our Crystal.
Thank you, Millie. Oh, look at all these people. Now I see what you're saying. Look at all these people. People that I know, people that I went to class with, Thursday class, Debbie back there, people cheering me on. Thank you. Thank you for coming, Marilena. Thank you so much. Okay, so who is new to this church? I just want to know. Any hands? You're new? Who's taking classes, Millie's classes? Hands? Okay. Okay, so for the people that haven't taken Millie's classes, just bear with me and you'll kind of see where this is going because it's a story, okay? So I met Millie 8 years ago, and I was in my apartment building, and I met my best friend Liz sitting right back there in the back row, and she told me, oh, you have to meet this lady. I was like, oh, okay, I'll meet her. At the time, I was raising my two younger siblings. I felt really lost. I had to adopt them, and they're 8 and 10, and I think I was around 21, so I was really on unsteady ground. So I needed something. I needed something. And the churches that I were going to didn't really feel like that's something that I needed. It just didn't work with me. So Liz said, well, come on over and we're having a circle. A circle? What's a circle? I was like, okay. She's like, it's a spiritualist thing. I was like, okay, I'm going to bring candles. I'm going to bring candles and cookies. Well, if you take one of Millie's circles, it's dark. You don't bring candles. So yeah. So I didn't know what I was in for. I walked into this house, saw this beautiful lady that I come to adore and just love, like we all do. And how it works is you sit in a circle, lights go off, and to prove that she's getting a message from the angels, and the angels are people that passed on, that are in our lives, that know us, and we know them, and sometimes we don't know them because they look down at us, and that's just that. So, and this is my godson, by the way. He just wants to be up here, so that's Daniel. So she proved it, and she's like, okay, I see somebody. This is how she proves it, so she doesn't just pick you to go up. She's getting it from the angels who wants to, they want to have a touch-in with you. So she's like, I see somebody riding. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I was riding this morning, or this afternoon. I was waiting to pick up my girls. So I was riding in my car, poetry, blah, blah, blah. Riding, okay. And then she says, I see somebody spilling a tub of water. Well, I'm a fanatic cleaner, and I was just that week, and it was a Monday night class. I was cleaning my house, wiping down the walls like a crazy person, and I spilt the water. Okay, so that's me again. Okay, so that's two of them. Nobody else had anything in there. It was about 10 people, I think, in the circle. The last one, she said, I see a glass breaking. Oh, are you flipping joking me? I broke a glass. Like, what the heck is going on here? And I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And just to let you know, my grandpa had passed a year prior, and it was October, so that's when her classes were going on, October on a Monday night. Well, anyway, so I'm like, it's me. I get up in the circle. They start singing, and I'm like, okay, this is really strange. They're singing all these happy songs. I guess they're lifting the energy and stuff, and I'm like, okay, all right. And I don't want to scare anybody, because I was scared, and I just don't want to scare anybody that's new, okay? Because it scared me. I literally, and I'm really mad at myself, the people that take class, you guys know, because I'm mad at myself, because you'll see at the end of the story. my grandpa, I was holding this gentleman's hands. I don't know who he was. Like I said, I was new to all of this. I didn't even know what we were doing. I saw my grandpa. Full. He overshadowed this man. Can you guys believe that? I mean, once you see it, you just, that's your proof. That's your proof that life is everlasting, that love is everlasting, that we are everlasting. And I was so shocked, and I'm guilty, I used to like scary movies, and that really messed me up because I thought, oh, this is like devil stuff, you know? Like, I was scared because I watched all this junk, I put it in my head, so I thought that Millie was a devil. And I thought that Liz was a devil. So, no, really, so I saw my grandpa, and I left his hat. He always wore a red hat. I left it. I was going to wear it for you guys tonight. And he just came in. Everybody, I think everybody, are you my witness, Liz? Everybody saw him?
Everybody saw
him. So I'm thinking, what the heck is going on here? Nobody knew about my grandpa except for Liz. Millie didn't know anything. So that was my proof. But I was scared because I had a cluttered mind. So I literally, after the lights came on, there's a couple more circles. Nothing like my grandpa. He just came in. She's like, Crystal, open your eyes, open your eyes. So I opened my eyes, and I was looking at him. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then afterwards, I was just like, go away, please. Because I was scared. I was scared. And I'm so mad because now that I've been taking circles for 5 years, I can't really see. Because I'm still scared to see. But I'm going to pray for God to give me that sight back when he thinks that I'm ready. Anyways, yeah, so I ran out of the house. I didn't think that I could talk to Liz again because I thought that she was a devil. And then this lady, I can't believe I thought that Millie was a devil. Are you joking me? So anyway, then I kind of became interested. And it took me probably a couple weeks. And then me and Liz had been ever since a while, we had been together for I don't know how many years. And then I was like, I think I'm ready to go to church. So I start coming to church. And then I was like, well, I think I am ready to take those classes. Am I really ready? I'm ready to take them. So I start to take the classes. And this is just God stories. Millie says, your God stories, you know? So anyways, that's my huge God story. And ever since I've taken those classes, I've had so many God stories. So many God stories. It's so hard to tell you. My two siblings, their father that died, he died in a scuba diving accident. And that's it's a long story, but one was in the stomach and one was 2 years old. So anyways, Millie picked up on that. Arnie's not here tonight, but he always comes through as Ron. Love you, Ron. And actually, I have actually seen Ron overshadow Arnie, but not like my grandpa. You know, but all the proof that you get, I'm going to encourage you guys, if your heart feels right and if you're ready, please take her classes because it really opens your heart up to God, to love, to being a good person, to wanting to help others, to wanting to help people get a message that their loved ones are coming through. It helped me so much, Millie. And I don't want to get sentimental or anything, but she's this church and she is the church. She has helped me grow immensely. And I wish I would have, I'm going to cry, because I love her so much. Okay, I'm not going to cry. Crying's good, but not right now when you're doing speech or talking. No, she's really helped me. I went through a lot when I was younger, stuff that I didn't have to go through, putting alcohol and other certain substances in my body. And it wasn't good. And if I had this, if I had somebody that could believe, you know, teach me that, you know, no matter if you die, you're still with yourself. So you better cowgirl it up and, you know, try to get it right now. Because when I do die, I don't want to die now because I'm definitely not ready because I have a lot to work on. And I'm just so grateful to you for that. Thank you. Another God story that I want to share with you is I think it was like the third year I was taking the classes. They had just started up, but I had to miss like 2 weeks, so I wasn't here for the first 2 weeks. I'm wearing my godson's ring. I'm going to suck on it now. So me and Liz came in late, so we were actually sitting on the stairs over there, and this whole place was packed. I think there's like 30, maybe more than 30. It's like 50 people all in a circle. We came in late. So anyways, I see this lady, and she's sitting over here, and I'm on the stairs with Liz, and I hear her starting to tell a God story. And I go, Liz, that's my stepmom. I haven't seen her in 8 years.
Okay, we like totally lost touch. That's my stepmom, and she was heavier at the time, but she lost a lot of weight. So I was like, is that her or is that not her? That's her laugh. And I was thinking, oh, I don't know if I want to see her. Should I leave? Not that anything was bad. We just hadn't talked to each other for years. So I was thinking, oh, should I leave? I was like sick in my stomach. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to leave. Obviously, God did this for a reason. He brought us together for a reason. Or, you know, she didn't know yet. So anyways, after she was done with her God story, I was like, Millie, I have a God story. I said, that lady sitting right there, she is my stepmother, and I haven't seen her in 8 years. Is that God? That's God. And it, I didn't know how much that bothered me, you know, not having her around in my life, and my father, the one that gave birth to me. And it did bother me. And I was able, you know, we talked, blah, 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 and I was able to release that, you know, release that, that something inside me that I didn't even know that was there. I was able to release it by seeing her again. So thank you, angels. Another God, there's so much. I just can't even go over it all tonight. Another one is, I'm very lucky because I got my joy guide. Anyways, Millie gives you these guides. If you go to class, you get your Indian guide. My Indian guide is Daywalker. And she also gave me my joy guide. And she couldn't ever know anything because I didn't tell her much about my, because I wanted proof, right? You want proof. So I had a cousin and he was murdered when he was around 3 years old. It was a weird, weird thing that happened. But anyways, I always, and he's actually, it was just his birthday yesterday, and his name was Luke. And so he was a couple days older than me. My birthday's coming up. And so whenever I had a birthday, I always thought about him. I was like, wow, he'd be my age now. Wow, he'd be a teenager with me now. Or, wow, I just turned 30. He's with me. So I was in Yosemite, and I was jumping off this boulder. Don't jump off rocks. It's not good. I could have hurt myself. Anyways, I was jumping off, and I saw this butterfly come by. And it was an orange butterfly, and I always thought that he'd come to me with, like, animals or butterflies ever since I was little. So this orange butterfly came through, and I was just thinking about him. I said, baby Luke, I'm really scared, but everybody else is doing it, so I'm going to do it. And this butterfly came through, so I knew I was safe, and I couldn't get down. You have to jump once you get up there. So anyways, that's another thing. So Millie picked up, so I jumped. Millie picked up on him. She didn't know anything about him. She got the L. I said, oh, that's Luke. She got what happened to him when he was younger. I was like, whoa, blown away. He also came to me in a circle, and then she said that he's been walking with me ever since I was little, because we were around two or three when he passed. So anyways, it's just amazing. And I just want to, again, say thank you, Millie, for everything. What else do I want to talk about? Let's see. Anything else I was going to talk about, Liz? I'm a pretty fast talker. Is there anything else? Well, I do want to share. Oh, yes, I do remember. So when I got Daywalker, Dennis always comes in as Daywalker. He takes Thursday night class with me, and I think you're the first one that came in as my Indian guide. And I always wanted him to use you, just like I wanted, or them, just like I wanted the angels to use Arnie for Ron. It's really strange. And it's so funny because when the angels, when you're in the circle and you feel the hand, you could feel the person's hand, and he was like my dad. That passed away in the scuba diving. It's like you could feel his hand. You could smell their smell. Oh, it's just, I'm just telling you, you have to take her classes. Okay. And you know, she may not be around forever. I hope she's around for 100 more years. But she's a real deal. She doesn't charge. She asks for a donation. If you have it, you have it. If you don't, you don't. And where can you get that? I don't want to really learn from anybody else. I'm kind of selfish like that. So anyway, she told me, Crystal, this is the best book you will ever. I don't care if it says The Living Bible, this is just a little simpler for me to remember or to read. The Holy Bible, whatever Bible you want to use, you don't have to buy books, $30, $40 on spiritualism. Just use the Bible. It's all here. And she really taught me that. And I know those books kind of make us feel better, you know, like horoscopes do, but it's all here. It's all here. It's proof because I'm not really a Bible thumper, but I do open it and I ask God for messages and he gives me messages. And I'm like, hey, wow. So when I got Daywalker, I said, okay, I want walk. I don't know how many times you see walk in the Bible. I got walk right away. So I'm just encouraging you guys, if you guys want to, get your Bible and ask God for help. And, you know, so anyways, I said, what should I read? You could hold this, okay? I said, what should I read? For class?
Here, you can stand with me. Oh, you want your ring? Oh, his ring. Okay. So this is what I'm going to... Now, this might be a little... There. I love this. I love having him. It takes the pressure off of me. So I asked God what I should read tonight. And I was like, oh, should I read this or not? So it says, a right time for everything. And it's, I can't pronounce it. Whatever. I don't know what it is. Huh? Thank you, Ecclesiastics. I don't know that. Okay. There is a right time for everything. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to be born, yeah, for sure. Millie says that we pick our time, we pick our parents. I know I pick my parents for lessons. So listen to that. A time to be born, a time to die. We already know it. Thank you, God. A time to plant, a time to harvest. I'm a harvest baby. I picked October. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to destroy, a time to rebuild. A time to cry. Oh, don't we love a crying? A time to laugh, a time to grieve, a time to dance. A time for scattered stones, a time for gathering stones. A time to hug, a time to not hug. A time to find, a time to lose. A time for keeping, a time for throwing away. Wow, that's a big one, huh? A time to tear, a time to repair. A time to be quiet. I don't know that very well. A time to speak up. A time for loving. A time for hating. A time for war. A time for peace. And I also want to just, I just love that. Just soak in those words. I also want to say, right before I went to Starbucks to get myself a drink, because I've kind of been under a little cold, but I'm feeling way better today. And this gentleman came up to me and Liz, and we had a little bite to eat with the baby. And he said, the biggest thing is to love yourself. Oh, he doesn't even know me. He's like the liquor store guy. He's an older gentleman. I love him. He's so handsome. He's very handsome. Love yourself. Who else told me that? I forget your name right now. Judy. I know your name. I was just a little nervous. I have amnesia right now from Melly. No, to love yourself. Why is it so hard for us to love ourselves? God loves us. I could love other people better than I love myself, but is that really true? Am I really loving somebody else if I don't love myself? If I don't respect myself? That's a big thing for me right now. I'm turning 31. I need to grow up a little bit, and I need to respect myself, you know? So I just thank you for letting me share these thoughts with you. And, yeah, I guess we better love ourselves a little bit more so the world could get a little bit better. Millie, you are an angel. You work for God. I love you so much. Ah, you're the church, and you're the reason why everybody's here, and I love you so much. Thank you, guys. I think Dennis is going to be able to sing. Dennis?
She was way too afraid to get up here. She let go of it, didn't she? And I guarantee you there's not one of you out there that's had a harder life as this child has had. Not one of you. Can I guess I can say that she still, her mom still is a drug and alcohol, and she takes care of her mom. She is actually, there was a day when she actually, some guy was attacking her mom. I just found this out not too long ago. And she went up and attacked the guy. Am I right on that?
Yeah. Not attacked him, but yeah.
And do you tell me, any of you out there complaining about your lives, I don't think one of you has had it as hard. And she came out so sweet. And she loves you, Dennis, and she's thankful you're going to sing. You and Kathy have really made her life nice, special. Okay, Dennis is going to share his voice, and it's hard to get him to do that.